Welcome to the Playtech Notice of Q4 KPI and Trading Update on the 24th of January 2012. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Moore Weiser. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2011 fourth quarter key performance indicators and trading update. This is the Chief Executive Moore Weiser speaking, and with me are our Chief Financial Officer David Mathison and Director of Investor Relations Ross Holly. We have a lot to talk about today, as we have not only announced a very strong set of KPIs, but also three exciting corporate transactions. As you will hear, Playtech continues to perform strongly, and we are making demonstrable progress with our regulated market strategy. So to begin, David will run through the headline KPI figures and comment on the shape of the business as we go into 2012. I will run through some operational highlights, and we will then spend the remainder of this morning's call looking at our strategic actions and how they position Playtech for future growth. I will give the strategic context, and David will then finish off with some guidance on the deal financials before we move to a Q&A session.
Thank you, Moore. I will keep my comments brief and focus on the key points of the last quarter. There will be a better opportunity to look at the full year's financials at the forthcoming results presentation on Thursday, 15th March, when we will also give some guidance on how we see 2012's opportunities shaping up and some of our key financial metrics across the business. Looking at the headline annual results, Playtech continued to deliver robust top-line financial performance with strength across all product verticals. Overall, gross income was up 41% and total revenues were up 46% on the prior year. Excluding the impact of 2011 acquisitions, these revenue figures reflected year-on-year growth of 15%. This was substantially all organic growth. With respect to the year-on-year Q4 numbers, casinos saw growth of over 26% year-on-year and up 13% on the third quarter. Poker saw a minor decrease on the previous year and third quarter of 2011. Bingo continues to show outstanding strength, up 24% from a year ago and nearly 9% on the third quarter. Services revenues also demonstrated strength across the board with growth of 18% over the third quarter. Overall, our total revenue growth quarter-on-quarter was 13%. There are a couple of notable elements behind the numbers which contributed to Playtech's strong performance. Within the casino business, our core online casino product delivered the bulk of the growth, while both mobile and TV segments delivered substantial relative growth on the prior quarter in Q4. In Q4, the Italian contribution continued to deliver very good absolute returns. Poker has continued to stabilize its performance relative to previous years. In Bingo, Playtech's peak concurrent players now regularly exceed 10,000 people. At the very end of 2011, it also managed to achieve its highest ever weekly results in terms of stakes, bet, and gross win. PTDS, which comprises most of the services revenues, also put in a strong performance over the quarter, especially in December, improving across the board in terms of geographic and product contribution. William Hill came out last week with its numbers, including the minority interest for Playtech from William Hill Online, which reflected the ongoing strength of the business. This has delivered 17% growth in euro terms for the full year over 2010 and has helped drive growth in our gross income line. In summary, Playtech has had a very good end to 2011, with revenues exceeding 200 million for the first time. I'm also encouraged by the first couple of weeks of 2012, although it's early days. At the time of the interim results announcement, I said that my top priority was to create the right financing environment, which would enable Playtech to make the most of the opportunities ahead. Following on from the equity placement last month, we now have a strong balance sheet, which will support enhanced development and delivery of our strategic plan. These make us the ideal partner for the broadest range of gaming operators around the world. I am in continuing discussions with our existing banking relationships and in the process of extending out the term and level of the current facilities. We are also in discussions with major international banks on financing options, including revolving credit facilities. This we can now do from a considerable position of financial strength, and thus choose our moment and can expect appropriate pricing reflecting our balance sheet strength. As you will hear in a moment, we are undertaking a number of operational projects to ensure that we are ideally positioned to make the most of the opportunities ahead. Despite that, I'm happy to say that our plans to seek a premium listing on the London Stock Exchange remain on track, and we hope to make the move in the first half of this year. In conclusion, we continue to enjoy strong financial performance. We see notable opportunities in the coming year and have been putting in place both the financial capability and operating platform to make the most of the exciting opportunities that lie ahead.
Thank you, David. First, some comments on our recent projects, and then I will talk about the corporate transactions announced today. Significant recent projects have included the migration of Paddy Power's casino to Playtech's platform at the start of Q4, which was a successful launch with close cooperation between the two teams. There has also been very substantial investment and work undertaken in advance of regulation in several other markets. In Spain and Denmark, we have had nearly 10 licensees looking to operate in each jurisdiction. While the 6 months delay to new regulation in Spain has been frustrating for many operators, we are in an advanced state of readiness and already have Casino Grand Madrid operational in the Madrid area. We have also been preparing for other markets, including Belgium and the Netherlands, which, although smaller, possess attractive opportunities for incremental revenues. Italy has also taken a lot of time as we work closely with licensees who have launched casino in the second half of the year. Turning to significant development projects, work is progressing well on the Gala Coral migration, which is scheduled to launch during the first half of 2012 in a phased approach. We are pleased with the progress made to date, and we will provide further updates as this substantial undertaking advances. We have additionally been working to ensure the successful integration of Mobenga following its acquisition last July. Mobenga launched with BetChoice in Australia in advance of the important final days of the Melbourne Spring Carnival. It also added scorecard betting to its product for SkyBet, making it one of only two bookmakers able to offer this on their mobile platform. We have also taken greater control of the Asian live dealer facility, and we look to enhance the offering in the coming quarters. With the successful rollout of the Global Draws UK estate now fully completed, VideoBet is focused on follow-on work with the Global Draws licenses and on operational enhancements, such as a major database upgrade, which will provide substantial additional capacity for existing licenses and support international expansion. This has also included a rollout in Poland and ongoing work and certification processes in advance of rollouts on other continents, including the Americas. The recent announcement by William Hill of their move to a single supplier for FOBTs implies a reduction of less than 10% of Global Draws machine estate, and therefore so is not significant for us. These are just highlights from close to 100 projects which we have currently underway. As a B2B service provider, we are required to deliver a timely, high-quality product to our clients. Prioritizing our development projects and their impact on the growth in opportunities is a significant focus for us. To that end, we have spent a considerable amount of time identifying the attributes required of a new development location. This needed to be able to offer high-quality software programmers with the potential for flexible capacity and utilization, initially throughout outsourcing. We have decided that the city of Kiev in the Ukraine offers the best solution for our needs and is in line with our strategic plan, and we see it having material benefits for the business. This additional resource will be used to make much of the pressure off our key development centers, particularly Estonia and Bulgaria. We currently use 65 developers in Kiev, but the potential capacity there is substantially larger and greater than we could have achieved elsewhere on such a cost-efficient basis. Turning to the U.S., we have been working hard to develop Playtech's profile and footprint, which has added momentum since the DOJ's comments just before Christmas. We are still cautious, but we are seeing a material increase in discussions and interest from a very broad range of potential licensees. We have also adjusted the legal structure of our relationship with Scientific Games. So, as with our global draw agreement, we will become a key supplier rather than a formal 50-50 joint venture partner and extend our relationship to include non-lottery operators. I see this broadened scope as a positive step with positive potential economics from the alliance. These were never intended to be split equally from SciPlay transactions and would have always been dependent on the product category, and that will be simpler to manage under the new structure. We will be looking to work together wherever possible and make good progress in various jurisdictions. In addition, we will be able to recognize revenues in our top line rather than as associate income, which will be also more straightforward. These U.S. initiatives, along with our existing involvement in California and Sportech, reflect the increasing momentum in the U.S. Let us now turn to the new deals. Today we have announced three corporate transactions which form part of the strategy outlined at the time of our interim results and subsequent fundraising last year. Each is consistent with our long-term strategy of focusing on regulated markets, which we are convinced hold the key to the industry's future growth and validate our rationale for the acquisition of PTTS. I'm delighted to be able to announce a significant joint venture with Gauselmann, the owner of Mercure, Germany's leading gaming brand. Whenever and however Germany regulates, I'm convinced that Gauselmann's Mercure brand will achieve a leading position and significant market share. Our joint venture with Gauselmann has the potential over time to provide excellent returns, both in terms of share of profits and software royalties. An integral part of our regulated market strategy has been the enhancement of our sportsbook capabilities, since this is typically one of the first product verticals to be regulated in many jurisdictions. The acquisition of Geniety, together with Mobenga, transforms our sportsbook offering and completes Playtech's product range. We can now offer a full spectrum of market-leading online gaming solutions for the first time in our industry. Sportsbook is often the prime entry point for companies into online gaming. Over the past year, the pace of change in the sportsbook segment led us to believe that we needed to acquire experienced developers to immediately give us a market-leading capability. Geniety will replace Playtech's current sportsbook system and deliver a range of key features with a proven track record in the UK, such as in-play betting and a broader range of sports on which to wager. Happily, the Gauselmann and Pyrmont joint ventures deliver an additional benefit in the form of two important new sportsbook licenses, which will form the cornerstone of their new online businesses as the German and South African markets move towards regulation. We also remain in active discussions with potential partners in a number of other markets and are encouraged by the interest from them in Playtech. But on this call, I want to focus on the announcements made today. I will talk in a little more detail, first on Geniety and then Gauselmann and Pyrmont, before handing over to David to run through some of the financial implications for Playtech. The announcement we issued this morning on the Geniety acquisition sets out our rationale for this transaction. Sports is a key product vertical, and as operators such as Bet365, William E. Ledbrooks, and Paddy Power have demonstrated, it can be a very substantial source of player traffic, which ultimately crosses over into gaming. By having a sportsbook capability supported by Playtech's IMS player management system, licensees will have a seamless and fully integrated offering across the product spectrum. This enables our customers to maximize the potential for player value, and we can now offer each and every product with a tried and tested track record. I believe that the team at Geniety, which currently numbers 22 people, has the right fit with Playtech. The senior team have worked together for a number of years and have considerable expertise with a dedicated sportsbook background, both over the 5 years since Genite's formation and previously at a major sportsbook developer. The feedback we have had from leading UK bookmakers who have been using or reviewing Genite's offering is that its system delivers highly flexible software and some of the most modern features in the market. It also has a lottery product and experience with a UK lottery licensee, which will be of value to us as this channel develops, given recent developments in various markets. Genite, therefore, provides a solid platform for a number of our aspirations. In turn, Playtech offers Genite the ability to scale its business both in terms of infrastructure and the broadening of its licensee base. We can also deliver significant support to give licensees confidence of a robust offering for the foreseeable future. Given this, the board has decided to replace Playtech's current sports betting offering with that of Genite rather than integrate the two, and this will bring us cost synergies as well as enhanced sportsbook revenue potential. Turning to the Gauselmann announcement, this transaction delivers a cornerstone partnership with one of Europe's leading gambling companies. Gauselmann is one of Germany's largest land-based gaming companies, with a business portfolio spanning gaming machines, arcades, and casinos. It also has a strong international business in many European countries, including sports betting shops in Italy and some games developers. It is effectively an equal joint venture where each partner provides expertise and capabilities together with an equal sharing of the working capital. As with the William Hill online structure, Playtech will benefit from royalty revenues as well as the share of profit from the joint venture. We have consistently said that we see well-recognized local brands being the ultimate winners in newly regulated markets. Gauselmann, with its Laughing Sun Mercure brand identity, absolutely fits the bill as it is the most recognized gaming symbol in many towns and cities across Germany. Our joint venture with Gauselmann is therefore an enormously significant transaction which will cement our position in the German market regardless of how the country ultimately regulates. The shape of the regulations will, however, ultimately determine the timing and the scale of marketing spend which we put into this venture. It is therefore not easy to estimate the likely timing of cash requirement or potential returns given the current regulatory uncertainty. We are waiting and watching to see how the current discussions on the 1922 law, the Interstate Treaty, and Schleswig-Holstein alternative proposals ultimately conclude. The agreement with Pyrmont in South Africa gives us access to the lucrative South African market, where sports betting is already permitted in a number of provinces. Pyrmont is one of the three largest gaming groups in South Africa, and their casino brand name is very well established. We will be able to start building a database quickly on the back of a sports betting offering and build it out from there as and when regulations permit. Playtech will also continue its discussions with potential partners in a number of other jurisdictions, and we do not wish to comment on the potential timing or partners that we may or may not be in discussions with. Southern Europe is clearly an area of considerable potential, but so are a number of other jurisdictions. Over now to David for some financial commentary on the deals.
Thank you, Mor. We've announced three corporate actions today and the acquisition of Ash Gaming a few weeks ago. I'm now going to take you through how we see the impact from these investments on Playtech's financials. In terms of use of funds, we expect that the four deals over time will utilize approximately half of the funds we raised in December. This gives us considerable retained firepower for future opportunities. We envisage each joint venture becoming self-financing within 18 months of launch and within 12 months when taking into account our anticipated royalty revenues. The precise impact is dependent upon the timing of regulation and product mix. We expect to invest up to $20 million in these joint ventures combined during their first 18 months of operation. We see that there is clear potential for the overall returns being a substantial multiple of our broad hurdle rates for investments and with highly positive long-term cash flows. Looking at the Genite acquisition, we will see a small increase in cost during the integration of its sportsbook offering into the overall Playtech product suite. The revenue benefits of the acquisition should begin to feed through in the second half of the year as we launch the sportsbook with several key licensees. Janaidi's product will also be fundamental to the joint ventures announced today. This comes after the acquisition of Ash Gaming, announced at the end of last year, which has extended our games portfolio and strengthened our position as the largest provider of content and games. Having financed these investments with new equity, we are confident that the deals announced today will be earnings accretive over time. It has by necessity been a long call this morning with a lot to go through. With regard to the 2011 full year financials, in March I will talk in more detail about our metrics and cost base, when I will also comment on how I see it developing for 2012. I remain very mindful of cost management, but not at the expense of reducing our performance and responsiveness. To finish off, and as we noted in this morning's statement, the board is very comfortable with market expectations for the 2011 financial year. We are also extremely encouraged by the company's momentum and prospects in 2012, with good potential for organic growth and opportunities in new markets. That concludes our comments, and we can now move to Q&A.
Can we move on to the Q&A now, please?
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Nick Batram. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Hi, morning, guys. It's Nick from Peel Hunt here. I've got a few questions. First of all, sort of more mundane trading. Are you comfortable with the performance you're getting from poker? Because it still seems a bit flat even against the market. Also, in terms of PTTS, which you're quite keen to point out played a role in these JVs, could you have done these JV deals without PTTS? And I suppose finally, is there a video bet opportunity with the Gauzelmann deal as well?
I'll start with poker. Poker remains a tough market. However, we did see an increase over the last few quarters. If you look previously at our former announcements, you will be able to see that year-on-year the numbers were below where they are today. And we have seen some increase in activity and revenues, obviously. We do feel comfortable. We do see a lot of potential in regulated markets, given the fact that there were a lot of discussions around poker. And therefore, we believe that it has the potential to grow, and we are comfortable with the numbers. Remember that our poker has side games, so definitely any activity in poker also reflected in partly in the casino numbers, and therefore there is a big upside for us, especially now that, for example, the casino games are allowed and can be used as side games alongside the poker cash and tournament offerings in Italy, just as an example. Moving on to the second question with regards to PTTS, the answer is definitely no. Without PTTS, we couldn't have done the JVs. We believe that it's an essence, similarly to William Hill, where we injected certain assets. We now acquired these similar assets, which are under Playtech and will be injected into these new JVs. So definitely it was a necessity. It gives us better control over our future in certain key markets and create incremental significant revenue streams for us. With regards to VideoBet and Gauzelmann, it will initially be focused on online, but definitely we see a potential to extend it beyond that, given the synergies between the two companies and the two offerings. Although as of today, it's very much focused. It's very much focused on the online side of the business.
Excellent. Thanks, Mo.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gavin Keller. Please state your company name followed by your question.
Hi, Gavin Kenner here from Goodbody Stockbrokers. Just a couple of questions on the operational performance. You mentioned that PTTS was particularly strong in December. Well, was that a one-off issue, David, or is that kind of something that's continuing into 2012? And could you give some colour on what the margins are at PTTS at the moment, where they're trending versus when you acquired the business? And just on Bingo, could you maybe give us some colour on whether what the underlying growth in Bingo is like at the moment? And just on the Germany investment, at this stage, just given the timing of the placing in December, why would you see the need to raise such money when the investment could may or may not be in the short term?
Well, quite a few questions there, Gavin. On PTDS, the trend is continuing. It wasn't a one-off. It's just genuinely expanding the business. PTDS itself is doing well. It's trading ahead of our expectation, and we're very comfortable. And that is before any of the JV opportunities. The margins there remain around 25%. It's inevitable that our margins as a combination may drop in time going forward, but that's absolutely anticipated as we made some of those acquisitions. The Bingo numbers are moving strongly, around about 10%. We're very comfortable with the Bingo progress. We're feeling that Bingo is heading very much in the right direction. On the question of Geiselman, you raise the question of the placing funds and why we felt we had to do that. It's a broader answer to this, Gavin. We've raised those funds to position Playtech in a very strong position financially. There are a lot of opportunities coming up. We've announced three today, and you're aware of the Ash Gaming one just very recently. There will be more up ahead. There's the opportunity for other markets developing. None of us on this call know quite what's going to be happening in the U.S., there may be an investment required substantially there. So I'll try and link your question in with our capital structure. We felt it imperative to strengthen the balance sheet with new equity. That money is then in our bank. I'm busy with the financiers, our existing lenders, as well as international banks, to get in place in due course the right credit facilities. We're very comfortable with our liquidity and resources. And I'd like to answer that final part along those lines. This is very much positioning us, Gavin, for a very exciting time ahead as the markets regulate.
Gavin, let me just specifically refer to Germany. While there are obviously it's uncertain how and when the market will how the market will evolve and when it will open up, there are a lot of people, given the recent developments and Schleswig-Holstein's initiative specifically, that believe that it will open up sooner rather than later. And obviously, a firm commitment from Playtech as part of the JV was a necessity in order to establish the JV. And given the significant opportunity of partnering with the leading brand, Mercure, in an environment where you have less competition compared to the UK, is definitely an upside for us. So going forward, taking even a short but definitely medium and longer term views, definitely we saw that as a big opportunity for the company to establish itself as a leading JV partner with the leading brand in the German market.
Okay, guys. Thanks for that. That's pretty clear.
Thank you. The next question comes from Emmanuel de Figueiredo. Please state your company name followed by a question.
Yes, good morning. This is Emmanuel from LBV Asset Management. I just have two questions. Earlier in the call, I think you mentioned that you're looking at buying in some of your Asian dealers, and everybody talks about the U.S. and the possibilities in Europe. Maybe you could provide a little bit of color of your strategy in Asia and what you're doing there. And just my second question is on the capital structure. Can you say something about the dividend, please? Thank you.
I'll start with the Asian dealer. As of recently, the Asian dealer was operated and owned by, it was a service provider to Playtech licensees alongside Playtech. Given the fact that we want a better control over the product offering that we provide in Asia and for Asian players across the world, we decided to basically acquire the facility in the Philippines that provides such services. Asian Dealer is basically part of our live gaming solution. We decided that we want it as part of the offering so we can invest into it and upgrade it. And the best way to do that was to own the facility in the Philippines. So definitely we are better positioned in terms of our live gaming strategy, in terms of our live gaming product. And live gaming is a product area that grows nicely across all continents where we operate. Obviously, there are continents where we don't operate. One of which is the U.S., obviously. We don't do anything yet in the U.S. Referring to the U.S., to the second part of your question, definitely we see a positive momentum. The clarification made by the DOJ just before Christmas, I think, provided a very strong momentum to not only various discussions, but set the scene in terms of how the market will evolve and when it will evolve, and gave a good basis for certain initiatives on the regulatory side, by various states and even the federal level. So we definitely monitor it closely. We put a lot of effort, certain discussions accelerated, and we definitely hold these discussions. We are very well positioned in the U.S. We have our own people working with us from the U.S. We have an access to Sportech as a distributor to Playtech, as well as Scientific Games. And as we indicated earlier on the call, our relationship with Scientific Games just extended beyond just the lottery market to include casino gaming groups, given the position presence and the relationships that Scientific Games have with U.S. gaming operators, not just lotteries. As for the dividend...
If I could just comment on the dividend, Emmanuel. We announced earlier that we'd be paying up to 40% of net profit. And for the dividend payable in May this year, we will be paying a full year's dividend for 2011. I can't be precise at this stage on the level of dividend. That's a discussion for the board up ahead. But I just reiterate the comments we made earlier that it's up to 40% of net profit. But you can see we're trading well, and I'd just like to leave it at that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Thank you. We appear to have no further questions at this time.
Thank you very much. Is that the end of the call? Thank you.
Have a great day, and you are all welcome to our booth at the iShow, where we have, where you will be able to experience firsthand our products and talk to our management team and our employees. So have a great day and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the Playtech Notice of Q4 KPI and Trading Update conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.